This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة الأخوات حياكم الله وأواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. أيها الإخوة الأخوات، كما لا يخفى عليكم أن هذه الدنيا منقطعة، كل شيء ينتهي عند الموت، فإن الموت ينهي كل شيء، ينهي قوة القوي، الموت ينهي ضعف الضعيف، الموت ينهي فقر الفقير وغنى الغني، الموت ينهي كل شيء. فلذلك هذه الدنيا ليست مقياس عبر يعني محبة الإنسان أو محبة الله سبحانه وتعالى لهذا الإنسان، لأن كما قال أهل العلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يعطي هذه الدنيا لمن لا يحب ولمن لا يحب. الله سبحانه وتعالى فمثلا أعطاها لسليمان وهو يحبه، والله سبحانه وتعالى أعطاها لعبد الرحمن بن عوف وهو يحبه، والله سبحانه وتعالى أعطاها لفرعون ولا يحبه، والله سبحانه وتعالى أعطاها لقارون وهو لا يحبه. فهذه الدنيا ليست مقياس. My dear brothers and sisters, as you may know, that there is one thing that actually puts an end to everything. That thing is called death. It puts an end to the poverty of the poor, and it puts an end to the richness of the rich. It puts an end to the weakness of the weak, and it also puts an end to the strength of the strong. This dunya, it puts an end to every little thing, and this is why we cannot use it as a gauge to assess how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. Because this dunya, as the scholars have mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to whom He loves and whom He does not love. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this dunya to Sulaiman alayhi salam and He loves it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this dunya to Abdul Rahman al-Awf, the Sahabi, the very wealthy Sahabi, and He loves him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this dunya to Fir'aun and He doesn't love him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to Qarun and He doesn't love him. So this dunya cannot be a gauge, a criterion by which you can measure how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person or does not love a person. You cannot see a very fortunate, wealthy person and you say, subhanallah, Allah must love him. No, you cannot say that. Why? Because this dunya, like I said, Allah gives it to whom He loves and whom He does not love. But comes this thing that puts an end to everything, it's called al-maut. Yes, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he says that anna, yaqul Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, anna fi dunya jannah. Idha lam tadkhulha, lan tadkhula jannat al-akhirah. إن في هذه الدنيا جنة لو لم تدخلها لن تدخل جنة الآخرة. هي جنة القرب إلى الله والأنس بالله. ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه says that there is a dunya and there is a jannah in this dunya. If you do not enter this jannah in this dunya, you shall not enter the jannah of the akhirah. And this jannah of this dunya is the jannah of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جنة الصلاة، جنة الذكر، جنة قراءة القرآن، جنة رمضان. If you do not enter this jannah in this dunya, a person may not enter the jannah of al-akhirah. But again comes this thing that puts an end to everything, and that thing is called death. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everything in the face of this universe shall perish. And what shall remain? The face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Samad, Al-Hay, Al-Qayyum subhanahu wa ta'ala. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every soul shall taste death and you shall all take it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind you of today. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says beautifully, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ, that who is saved from hellfire and being admitted to Jannah, and that is the utmost success. The utmost success is not how much money you may have. The utmost success is really whether a person shall be saved from hellfire and being admitted to Jannah.
قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
قل, say that the death that you're running away from, إنه ملاقيكم, it shall get you. When your time is up, your time is up, and we call that the final stretch, الموت. The final stretch, and I think this is how we should be welcoming Ramadan. Because you see, that's just, I think a few days ago, we fasted Ramadan 2017. I see it as just only a few days ago. And in no time, we'll be inshallah ta'ala witnessing Ramadan 2008. And some of you may say, it was just like yesterday. Yes, it was just like yesterday. But there's again this thing which is unfortunate that puts an end to everything. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Things go so fast. But what shall remain again? The face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say that this death that you're running away from, it shall get you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Even if you are hidden in these fortresses, when your time is up, your time is up.
النَّفْسُ تَجْزَعُ أَن تَكُونَ فَقِيرَةً وَالْفَقْرُ خَيْرٌ مِنْ غِنًى يُطْغِيهَا هِيَ الْقَنَاعَةُ فَاحْفَظْهَا تَكُنْ مَلِكًا وَلَوْ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَكَ إِلَّا رَاحَةَ الْبَدَنِ وانظر إلى من ملك الدنيا بأكملها هل راح منها من غير القطن والكفن.
I was in London just last week, UK, and I did Jum'ah in the biggest masjid in Europe. And in this masjid, it reminds me of like Mecca and Medina. After Salat al-Dhuhr al-Asr, there's always janazah. There's always janazah, they call for janazah. And last week it was a janazah of a person who just became a Muslim. A weak old Muslim. Yani, have you ever thought of that day? And I'm not here to scare you or terrify you, I'm just reminding myself and yourself. Have you ever thought of that day? That day where you shall all be carried on the shoulders, taken to the graveyard. Have you ever thought of that day we're going to be washed and shrouded and buried?
The very first people who will leave you are your loved ones. The very first people that will leave you are your family, your children, your spouse. These are the very first people who will leave you. They will bury you and run away. Atahadda. I challenge every spouse here, every person who says, I love my wife and I love my husband, I love my father and I love my mother. If your father was to be buried, may Allah forbid. If my father was to be buried today, wallah, my mom would be buried today. I challenge anybody. I do not know of if anyone can possibly go and spend the night with that person which you love in the qabr. Can you do that? Nobody can. Yes, you claim you love that person, we do love them, but can you spend one night with them in qabr? Have you ever thought of that day, really? the day where we're all going to be buried. Zulm, zulm of zulumat, zulumat, zulumat. It's too many darknesses, the darkness of the grave, the darkness of the earth put on top of you, the darkness of the night. But this grave can be a nur upon you. Came this man by the name of Hassan al-Basri. He was in Medina. And he saw a burial, janazah. Janazah يحملها أربعة أشخاص. فقال جنازة يحملها أربعة أشخاص والله لا أكون خامسهما. He says, how come a janazah carried only by four people? By Allah, I shall be the fifth. Normally, janazah, I don't know if you've been in Mecca or Medina or any janazah which you have maybe encountered, everybody would want to go and carry the janazah. Yeah, there's a lot of reward in trying to go with the janazah and carry the janazah. But this particular janazah had only four people carrying it. So he was in awe and he says, by Allah, I shall be the fifth. So he went and he helped them. And they went through the procedure of burial and whatnot. So he spoke to those people. And then behind them was a woman, an old woman, crying. So he told those people, how come this janazah is only carried by four of you? Whose janazah is this? They said, don't ask us, we don't know. Ask that woman, she hired us. How can she? Yani, not even you don't even know this person. You've been hired to come and do this. They said, wallahi, ask her, we don't know. We've been hired just to carry, to wash, to shroud, to bury, and to perform satul janazah. We don't know this person. So he followed that woman. He saw her making dua. Ya Rabbi, laysa li siwak. Ya Rabbi, hada ibn al-Asi. ذو القلب القاسي يا ربي ليس لي رب سواك. And all of a sudden she smiled and she left. He followed her. Says, by Allah, tell me, who are you? She says, leave me alone, leave me alone. She says, no, I need to know what happened here. I am Hassan al-Basri. Please tell me what happened here. She says, because you're Hassan al-Basri, let me tell you the story. This is the burial of my son, the janazah of my son. And my son has not left any bad deed, anything which he did not do. He was known to be the sinner. What people do not know about him is that my son, before he died, he made tawbah to Allah. So before my son passed away, I used to make dua for him. In fact, I made two dua. I made one dua against him and one dua for him. Allah answered my dua. The first dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted him with the disease. It put him in bed. He could not go and sin no more. And then I feel so bad for him, I started making dua for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him. Before he died, he called me, Ya Ummah, please, before I die, put my cheek on the ground. And put your foot on my other cheek. And say, هَذَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهِ. هَذَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهِ. Say that this is the reward of that who displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then before he died, he told me, oh my mom, billahi alayk, I ask you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I were to die, hire four people. Don't tell my family because they don't know me, they only know me as the sinner. Don't tell anybody. Hire four people to wash me, to shroud me, to bury me, to perform salat janazah on me, and to bury me. And mom, when you bury me, do not leave. Stay for a moment. Stay for a moment on my grave until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you a sign. Ya ummi, la tughadiri hatta yudhika Allahu fiyya ayah. Don't leave until Allah shows some ayah, some sign. And then the mom, she did as she was told. She did as she was told. She stayed. She buried him and she stayed. And she stayed making dua for her son. Ya Rabbi, laysa li Rabbin siwak. Oh Allah, we have no Lord but you to invoke. Ya Rabbi, this is my son, al-Asi. This is my son, the sinner, with the hardened heart. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him. Have mercy upon him. She's been making dua and crying. And then she says, Ya Sheikh Hassan al-Basri, by Allah, I heard the son of my son in the grave, saying, Ya Umma, idhabi, faqad wajadtu Rabbi akram al-akram. Oh, my son, she says, he told me, oh, mom, please leave. I found Allah the most generous. He has forgiven all my sins. We love to sing, and Allah loves to forgive. And my sisters and brothers, this is my message for all of us today, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is my, no, the message is, how can we welcome Ramadan? How can we welcome Ramadan? Is to, in fact, clean up this heart and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to welcome this beautiful, blessed month, inshaAllah ta'ala. أَقُلُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. My dear brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, Allah min al-dhulm, if we were to know that yes, we all believe in death and we all believe that one day we shall die, but we do not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I wish to see these tears of tawbah, because a lot of you are here already, and the amazing thing is, how can we know that Allah azza wa jalla has forgiven our sins? Yes, we need to start all over. And for us to start all over is to realize that we have been committing sins. I'm not going to wait until Ramadan to start praying Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah. Because some of us may say, why should I repent? I'm waiting for Ramadan. Ramadan is coming, inshallah ta'ala. And I will start all over. Ya akhi, min gallak? Who told you, who guarantees that you're going to live until Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who wrong themselves, they commit sins, and then they wrong themselves, and then they realize that they have committed sins. And then they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who is the one who forgives the sins other than Allah? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصَرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they are not persisting in committing sins. أَيْنَ دُمُعُ التَّوْبَ أَيُّهَا الْعَاصِي يَا مَنْ تَرَكْتَ الصَّلَاةَ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ إِلَى مَتَى التَّوْبَةُ يا من تركت الحجاب الشرعي إلى متى التوبة؟ يا من عصيت أباك وأمك إلى متى التوبة؟ To those who have in fact challenged Allah with sins, when are you going to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those who don't pray, when are you going to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those who do not honor their parents, when are you going to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We don't know. When are we going to be departing from this dunya? And you know what? When you make tawbah today, inshaAllah ta'ala, there are special angels. There are beautiful, special angels who are very special to Allah. Those who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make special dua for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, verse number 7, 8, and 9. Surah Ghafir 7, 8, and 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these special angels, when you make tawbah to Allah, what do they say? This is what they say. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان.
والذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمده ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته وذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those angels who carry the throne of Allah. You know how are they, these angels? The Prophet describes them. The Prophet says, between their ears to their shoulder, يعني بين شحمتي أذنه إلى كتفه, between the lobe of his ear to his shoulder is the distance between the heavens and the earth. 8 of them. One of them between here, the distance between here and here is the distance between the heavens and earth. 8 of them are making special dua for you when you repent. What do they say? They say, oh Allah, forgive those who repent. Oh Allah, forgive those who repent and admit them into Jannati Adn. Grant them the highest level of Jannah, the Garden of Eden. Not only for them, they're making dua for you, for your parents, for your children, and for your loved ones, for your spouses. They're not only making dua for you, they're making dua for you and for your loved ones. Yeah, and your parents, and they're making dua for your children, and you're making dua, these angels are making dua also for your spouse. So, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, don't we want these angels to make dua for us? If we were only to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make an intention today, inshallah ta'ala, and for tomorrow, right now. Ya Rabbi, is enough, khalas, enough is enough, no more. I tried so many ways, we tried so many avenues, I'm gonna try the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the path of Allah. From now on, no more lagging the salah. Salah, 5 times salah, khalas. The salah will be on time, bi'idhnillah, especially salat al-fajr. You do not have no excuse not to make salat al-fajr in the masjid. I'm not going to wait until Ramadan. La ya habibi, la. La. From today, insha'Allah ta'ala, wallahi ladhi la ilaha illahu. If you are sincere and truthful in your heart, wallahi ladhi la ilaha illahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it hada easy for you, bi'idhnillah. All you have to do, all you have to be is sincere. Best be sincere. Best be truthful. Allah, He knows what's in your heart. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows sometimes that you go to sleep with the intention not to wake up for Salat al-Fajr. Allah knows, subhanahu, that you go sometimes to sleep at night with the intention not to wake up for Salat al-Fajr. Yes, He allows you to wake up for Salat al-Fajr. He allows you to wake up and go to work and provide for your family, although you did not wake up for Salat al-Fajr. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Ar-Rahim. He is Ar-Rahman. He is Al-Ghafur. He is Al-Ghaffar. He is Al-Tawwab. He is Al-Karim. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we have to do is make a step towards Him. Because if you're to make a step towards Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come running to you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you. May Allah shower His mercy upon you. Ramadan is on the verge, inshaAllah ta'ala. Don't wait until Ramadan to give sadaqah. Don't wait until Ramadan to read Quran. Ya Habibi, you're not Ramadani, are you? You are not Ramadani, you are Ramadani. Don't wait until Ramadan to start reading Quran. It starts from, in fact, some ulama, they said, things to preparation for Ramadan start in Rajab. Why in Rajab? He says, Rajab li al-zara, wa sha'ban li al-saqi, wa Ramadan li al-hasad. إحنا نستنى إلى رمضان نبغى ناكلها كلها. The ulama, they say, Rajab is in fact to spread the seed. And then Sha'ban is to water the seed, and Ramadan for the harvest. No wonder why some people, when they come Ramadan, they don't feel nothing. Khadas, Ramadan comes and goes. But inshallah ta'ala, start from today, bi'idhnillah. The sadaqah. The brother has mentioned that there is this amazing project for your children, ihbabi. For your children, wallahi. It's not for you, for your children. The parking lot outside, they're renovating the whole thing. They're building a basketball court and a volleyball court, and plus a parking, They need Allah Azza wa Jal, then they need you. Yeah. We cannot call the government. We cannot call the Canadian Hala to support us and to help us out. May Allah bless you and bless your loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you witness this Ramadan and make it the most beautiful Ramadan and the best Ramadan and the most outstanding Ramadan you will ever witness in your life. بارك الله فيكم اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافينا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا ضالا الا هديته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حاجه من حوائج الدنيا والاخره الا وقضيتها يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد عليه الصلاه والسلام واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد عليه الصلاه والسلام ولا تجعل احدا من المسلمين منهم اللهم يا ارحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث واغثنا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والارض يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث واغثنا اغثنا, أغثنا, أغثنا
أغثنا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم يا ناصر انصرهم. اللهم يا ناصر انصرهم. اللهم يا حفيظ احفظهم واحفظ أولادهم وبناتهم يا رب العالمين. احفظ شبابهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب كن معهم. اللهم يا جبار اصبر كسرهم. يا قهار اقهر من ظلمهم. اقهر من ظلمهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا ناصر انصرنا. يا كريم أكرمنا. يا حفيظ احفظنا. يا حفيظ احفظنا واحفظ أولادنا وبناتنا. اللهم يا حافظ احفظنا. اللهم يا لطيف الطف بنا. اللهم يا قوي قوينا. يا شافي اشفي مرضانا. يا شافي اشفي مرضانا. يا شافي اشفي مرضانا. يا رحيم ارحمنا. يا رحمن ارحمنا. يا تواب تب علينا. يا تواب تب علينا. يا تواب تب علينا. يا غفور اغفر لنا. يا غفار اغفر لنا. يا عفو اعفو عنا. يا فتاح افتح لنا ابواب الخير. يا فتاح افتح لنا ابواب الخير. يا وهاب هب لنا مغفرة من عندك. يا عزيز اعزنا. يا عزيز اعزنا. يا عزيز اعزنا. يا ودود ازدقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا الى حبك. اللهم ارحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث واغثنا. عباد الله ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واقم الصلاه.